A half dozen lawyers argued for 5 days over arcane legal issues in the latest proceeding of a case pitting North Pole refinery owner Flint Hills Resources Alaska against the previous owner, Williams Alaska Petroleum. A case that's outlined in 25 thick volumes of documents, perhaps the biggest case file at the state courthouse. Superior Court Judge Michael McConaughey summed up the issues when he said early on that the focus of the proceeding week before last was, what did you know and when did you know it? Williams' lawyers argued that Flint Hills cannot force Williams to compensate Flint Hills for what Flint Hills says was tens of millions of dollars paid to dozens of area residents for remediation in cash and in the form of payments to provide a clean source of drinking water. The Williams lawyers say that's because Flint Hills officials knew in 2004, when they bought the refinery from Williams, that an industrial solvent known as sulfalane had leaked from the refinery and infiltrated the area's groundwater. The lawyers say that McConaughey should dismiss the case because Flint Hills sued years after the state's statute of limitations deadline. But Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says the company didn't know much about the extent of the sulfalane contamination until 5 years after the purchase.
When Williams sold the refinery to Flint Hills in 2004, Williams told Flint Hills that sulfalane in the groundwater was limited to an area on the refinery property. It was not until 2009 that Flint Hills discovered the sulfalane was actually off-site at the time of the sale and had been for years.
Cook says Flint Hills officials argue that the statute of limitations doesn't apply because they say Williams knew but didn't reveal the full extent of the contamination when it sold the refinery.
Williams did not disclose everything to Flint Hills when it sold the refinery because it did not disclose any off-site sulfalane contamination. Williams is arguing that a jury should not be allowed to hear the case because Flint Hills should have discovered the true extent of the contamination earlier.
A spokesman for Williams declined to comment for this story, citing company policy against talking about ongoing legal issues. According to the State Department of Environmental Conservation, sulfalane leakage was first detected during a 2-year study that began in 2000. Cook says Flint Hills wants Williams to reimburse the company for the remediation and to compensate it for the diminished value of the refinery caused by the sulfalane contamination. Experts don't yet know enough about the health effects of sulfalane to label it as, for example, a hazardous substance, but as a precaution, the DEC in February approved a very low cleanup threshold of 14 parts per billion. Some area wells have shown sulfalane levels exceeding 400 parts per billion. So far, only one person has sued over the potential health threat posed by the sulfalane contamination. That's North Pole resident James West, who settled his case in May 2011. For an undisclosed sum. Fairbanks lawyer Jason Weiner, who represented West, says it's not unusual that the Flint Hills versus Williams case has gone on for so long because oil companies often undertake expensive and lengthy litigation.
When you were dealing with like the Exxon Valdez case, people ask, well, why would the attorneys spend so much money? And the fact is that, let's say they were spending $1 million a year for attorney's fees. If they're still fighting over $600 million and you're going to win a $200 million reduction, it's still worth it to fight it for 10 years. Because, I mean, economically, it makes sense.
Cook says Flint Hills officials think the case will go to trial next year. While the two companies battle in court, one area resident, Robert Bradley, says he and many others who have been affected by sulfalane contamination will be keeping an eye on the case. Bradley is a 60-year area resident who owns 70 acres in North Pole, which includes 6 houses and 2 rentals, and he says the sulfalane contamination has caused his property values to fall. Bradley says he won't be accepting the remediation payments offered by Flint Hills because they require homeowners to forego suing the company.
I, for one, haven't settled, and I know of numerous other individuals who haven't settled either. So we're just we're waiting and watching, and our attorney also is doing the same thing.
That may well mean that sulfalane cases will be argued in court for years to come. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.